Morning, everyone. Welcome. Welcome. Fun Friday, the 18th day of June. My brother, there you go. 18th of June. That's my brother's birthday. Rick, happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Rick.
Oh, Rico. McCafe menu. Zach Merritt is joining us. Has he spoken anywhere, Zach? Is this a world exclusive?
I think it's a world exclusive.
World exclusive after signing a monster 6-year deal. So that's great for Essendon fans. Zach's going to have a chat with us. Adam Kelly, the Crows footy boss, will talk to us about, I don't know, the sort of week it was for the Crows and Dave McKay particularly. He is free to play this weekend, of course. And Johnny from Epping has got his take on the big issues of the week. $650. I think he might be worthy more than that, Trent. I think he's worthy of more than a 10-minute step spell, Johnny. It's been a big week.
I think he's got 650 written all over him.
Do you?
Yes. He's still in the twos. He's coming through.
Right.
Kicking the Jew off the ground.
1-300-736-736. The Temper Text Machine is all yours. 0433-98-11-16. The theme today, popular karaoke songs on the back of Matteo Johns's humorous yarn yesterday about karaoke singing. Welcome to you, Whispers.
Good morning, Gary. Yes, Zach. He got the bag yesterday. He got the big bag yesterday.
Played it very well.
That is the biggest contract ever signed by an Essendon player in the history of the game.
Is that right?
Yep. No doubt about that.
Yeah, well, I guess that stands to reason.
6 years.
I mean, if you could do contracts that were adjusted for the time period, that may not be, but 6 years.
Oh, no, he got the bag.
Well, there's been some big money contracts. Jimmy Hurd hasn't run around for nothing in the past.
No, he didn't run around for nothing, but I'm sure he never signed a $5 million-plus contract.
I just said that.
I know what you said, but let's just deal with the facts, okay?
Seasonally adjusted.
Oh, you want to seasonally adjust everything. That's you, Mr. Seasonal Adjustment.
He's in one of those moves, everyone.
Mr. Seasonal Adjustment.
Got the US Open on in the moment too. 121st US Open at Torrey Pines and Patrick Rogers of the US leads at 3-under through 14 holes. Matthew Wolf's there, 3-under. Brooks Koepka's at 3-under. Xander Schauffele's at 2-under. There's only one Aussie out on the course at the moment. That's Brad Kennedy. He's 2-over after 17 holes.
You've got a mentoring business, a media mentoring business, and there's a lot of young people out there that pay a monthly subscription and you give them advice. Nick Revolt's still under your wing. I need to know from you this morning, what is going on? He signed up. Nick Revolt, everybody, has signed up for a reality TV series, Celebrity MasterChef.
He's gone rogue.
Did he speak to you about this?
He's gone rogue.
He didn't speak to you about this?
No. Surprise.
You're joking. All the time you spend with him.
I think he's...
All the time you spent mentoring him.
I think he knew what I'd say.
And what would you have said?
Steer clear of the celebrity genre. Reality TV celebrity genre.
I can't believe that he's doing this.
But he's jumped in. I tell you what, he is a foodie. Loves his food. I don't know if he can cook for Adam, but he loves his food. I tell you what, he's the best eater I've seen.
Yeah. But you know him really
yes,
well.
Yes, I do.
When he commits to something,
he'll be very, very serious. In fact,
how serious will he be about this?
I'd be surprised if he hasn't locked into Shannon Bennett or someone over the last month. Once he committed a month ago, he would have had someone that where he would be having some private lessons.
He'd be knee deep in cooking books this morning. That's what he'd be doing. He'd be up already, wouldn't he?
Well, it could be if it doesn't go well. So good luck. I'm going to talk to him tonight about this. I have much more information about it tomorrow. We're not on here tomorrow.
I actually wrote this down yesterday.
Oh, I've got something else I want to talk to.
Okay. Is there any reality TV that is still like hot and alive?
Yeah.
What is it?
Survivor.
Which show? Oh, Survivor.
Survivor.
No, you and I like Survivor.
It's hot.
I don't know whether it's still a hit show, though.
Yes, it is. Hit.
Is it?
I think MasterChef's a hit once they rejigged it.
A big hit? Okay. Do you watch any, though?
No, I don't watch any.
That's the only one I watch. Survivor is the only one I still watch.
Yeah, I love Survivor.
I've left all the others behind.
Someone will tell us out there if there's another one going. I know the Big Brother's on at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, but do you watch that?
Yeah.
I don't watch that.
But you know what? I've only just got the KO and the Foxtel Now just hooked up. I had some issues with the place I'm at. So I've had to watch more free-to-air television than I've watched in 20 years.
And?
Not much there, Whispers. You on the news, that's about it. And then it's pretty slim pickings. I have to go through the whole batch of Seven Flicks, Seven this, Seven that. Then I go to Nine Gem, Nine Go, Nine Backwards, Nine Over. Then I go to Ten Peach, Ten this. Oh, God, help me this.
Could you not find anything that you wanted to watch?
Nothing.
AG, we can't mention that, AG, because we're not allowed to talk about that person.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. No, we can't.
He's banned.
The suggestion of Clayton Oliver and Zach Merritt at Carlton next year has been put to bed. And whoever was perpetuating that myth is a pickle. We can say that.
We can say that. And, Michael, yes, that would be my favourite karaoke song to sing to.
What?
Sweet Caroline. Sweet Caroline.
Now, what about this?
Bum, bum, bum.
Bob and Andy.
What have they done?
Two blokes I love. I love them both. I have a call from their producer, Jules de Stoopster. He says, can I come on yesterday at, he gave me two times, 4:10 or 5:10 to do something for you, to talk about something on their program.
What?
It doesn't matter what. So I then go rearranging a schedule yesterday that was pussy's bow. That's how full I was yesterday. I juggled, I rejigged, I threw out, I rang people.
Thursday's your mentoring day, isn't
it? That's one of my biggest mentoring days. So after a rejigging of an hour, 12, 15 phone calls, I go back to Jules de Stoop. No problem, mate. 4:10, 5:10, you tell me which one. That's how much I've rejiggled.
Yeah, Jules.
Straight away. I actually might read this. Wait, what?
So did you commit to the 4:10 or the 5:10?
I rejigged that much, I said either, right?
Yeah.
So then I get this back, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this because I don't know how to take it. Well, I do know how to take it, if I could find it. Sorry, mate. We have had to throw things around. We'll do it next week. Can I lean on you for next week?
Must have been a pressing matter.
Oh.
That's ridiculous time management on my behalf.
You've been dumped.
What about that?
They won't get a second chance. Do they know who they're dealing with here?
A ferocious rejigging.
Do they know who they're
dealing with? Very busy schedule. And I get... Sorry, what is it? Sorry, mate. We've had to throw things around. Nothing for the old Garrity. I could not believe my eyes.
I still got my spot at 5:55 yesterday with them.
What are you talking about, Gary? The new big brother is Grouse. Fair enough. That's what I'm asking the question. Is it Tim? Well, Tim asked the question. Is there a reality TV series that is going and going well? You're saying it's Grouse.
And this has come back too. Apparently Gavin Wanganeen is going to be on the next series of Survivor.
Is he?
He'd be very good.
We read that. We read that, didn't we?
No, I didn't read that. I like him. I think he'd be great on there.
No, I'm a fan of Gav too.
And that show though too. I'll be watching that.
Survivor.
I'll be watching. And I did watch a bit of maths earlier in the piece, but I dropped off after a little while. I thought it just got a little bit tedious.
Mikey was on the front. Mikey Sheen was on the front bar.
He was. He limped in there last night.
What, any zingers?
From Mike?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll be playing them if there is.
Will we? Yeah. I'm looking down at my
I had runner. To have a little bit of back and forth with one of your mates yesterday about front bar show from the week before, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Yeah, get your little,
did
you
get got your, it off my chest, I did.
Your big hooter out of joint, did you?
Well, I did, as a matter of fact. I don't mind being the butt of the joke when it is a joke.
Ah, here's one. Here is one, Whispy, that I actually stumbled across this. It's called Love on the Spectrum. Are you across this?
No, never heard of it.
So it's about people who have got different challenges in their life, whether it's autism or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And they track – I've only seen one episode, to be honest. I stumbled across it and I nearly cried my whole way through it. So it's about these people finding love, basically, and trying to establish relationships and the challenges.
Right.
Beautiful. I think it's done by the same people that did that show. Remember that documentary where the kids used to go into the old people's homes?
Yep.
The little kids.
Okay. Which channel is it on?
I think it's on the ABC.
Right.
I think it is.
Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah. Moving. Although I've only seen one episode, but it was very, very moving.
This text says that it's a global phenomenon.
What?
The show, Love on the Spectrum.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised.
The St Kilda Forum, did you touch base with any of that yesterday?
Did I log in?
No, not did you get some reporting of it? Did you read any of the reporting of it?
Yeah, read the stuff today.
Pretty, it's an interesting thing to do, isn't it? Yeah. To sit up there, three people to sit up there and answer the questions from the members.
Give the Saints members a chance to, rather than ring us and say, what are they doing? They go, well, you can ring us direct. I admire their, what's the word?
Openness?
Yeah. Just.
What about that for a word, openness?
Not the one I was after. But it may do in the interim until it comes to me.
What, until you Google another one?
No, I'm not Googling.
Oh, you get your thesaurus up on the screen. I know what you do over there, always fiddling around with your hands. Hey, why don't we do something similar? Why don't we do something similar here, like the St Kilda Forum? Are you comfortable enough in your own skin to just invite people to ring in or text in with things they like,
hang
they don't like, some questions that they would like to ask of us?
They can ring us about our show.
Right now. Something new, something different, something that we've never done before. We're going to open the lines.
Bring it. Yeah. Bring it then.
This is the Gary and Tim Forum.
The St Kilda Style Forum. 1-300-736-736. Dangerous territory.
It's Fun Friday.
Look at the love for love on the spectrum. There you go.
I didn't realise so many people were watching that show.
Yeah, well, get onto it, Whispers. It'll do your heart good. It'll do your heart good. 1-300-736-736. We're happy to take any criticism, constructive or otherwise. I'm going to have to put a time limit because this could go through to 5 o'clock this afternoon.
That's it. You know what? If there's anything you like, what is it? If there's something that you don't like, if there's something else that you think that we could be doing that we're not doing, do you like player interviews? Do you like...
player interviews is a good one.
Other stuff?
Do you like the player interviews?
Do you like the player interviews? Because we wax and wane about this, don't we?
Well, that's right. Our preference is probably to talk to them about other stuff. But you might want us...
Only because...
We've got Zach Merritt today on a world exclusive.
Yes, but only because... Why do we like to try and talk to them about other stuff?
Because you get the sort of straight up and down answers otherwise.
Yeah, because we get answers that we think, okay, well, it's almost like they don't want to be interviewed, some of the players. And they don't feel like they can say anything or they can't express themselves in any way. But maybe this is the feedback we'll get. Maybe we're asking them the wrong questions.
Maybe they'll ask us to shove off.
Well, that's okay. I'm happy for that to happen.
Happy to go?
No, I'm not happy to go, but I'm happy to accept.
I'll go.
I'm happy to accept the feedback.
I'll go.
Michael says we talk garbage for the first half hour.
It's exactly what we do, Michael.
We do that.
It's called the ramble. It's 16 minutes past six. Tim's opened Pandora's box here. I'm just going to go and get my protector, my helmet, my chest guard, my elbow guard.
You're up for this.
My thigh pad.
Come on, you're up for this.
Of course I am. Of course I am. Hey, live Euros, Netherlands taking on Austria. For the Austrians and the Netherlanders out there, it's 1-0 in favour of the Netherlands.
In favour of them? Well, people want to hear more about your plovers.
We're here for Kogan credit cards. No
Jaden
annual
wants
fees.
A three-hour ramble.
Amazing rewards. And remember, if you're struggling with back pain, now's the time for Keys. We're doing a St Kilda-style forum until 6:30.
It is on everywhere in here, boys. Spot fires all over the place.
Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Sweet Caroline.
That is the song of the week.
We're doing a St Kilda, or Tim's call for a St Kilda light review. The Love on the Spectrum, by the way, has been overwhelmingly endorsed. It is a great show. I was telling some stories there during the ad break. Tears in your eyes. Now, please don't raise the volume when the ads come on. Well, that's got nothing to do with us, so we can't help you with that, but it's been registered.
Okay.
What about local footy players and coaches interviews? Exposure and some good stories out there. Been tough few years for everyone. That's from John.
I like that idea.
Can you write that one down?
That's our producer. That's his job to write that down.
Oh, is it?
And follow up.
Get Big Brownie on for a week. That'd be
good.
A laugh.
That'd be funny.
Don't cut me off, mate.
Not sure we can afford him, but good feedback. Feedback. The world lost something when Whippy Watson went off into the sunset. Can Whippy make a comeback?
Don't know about that. I don't know about that. That's
some legal.
The legal stuff still hasn't been sorted out there.
Yeah. Well, this is the bottom line is I came up with the idea. I'm happy to share it with Tim. So we own the copyright, and then the powers that be in here wanted to take it into some areas where we would have lost control of it.
Mm.
Leo wants to know who gets in the office first and who leaves last.
Well, do you want to answer that question?
No, you.
Okay, you get in here 2 minutes before me, and then I leave about 3 hours after you.
So I get in here what? Say that again.
2 minutes before me?
No, I don't.
What time do you arrive?
Well, how would you know? Because you're never here before me.
That's why I'm asking you the question. What time do you arrive?
I get here about an hour before you.
Right. How long do you take to warm up in the morning?
It'll take a while to get going.
Right. Yeah.
The honest
that's
truth
what I love
is
about. That's what
I beat Tim in, yeah. And
I leave a little bit later than you.
No, I don't think so.
I leave a little bit after you.
I don't think you do, Tim.
You know what I love about our relationship?
What?
We acknowledge each other when we arrive, and then we don't say another word to each other until we go on air. And I feel I don't feel badly about that in any way.
Hallelujah, brother.
Adam's in Croydon. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Ed.
I just wanted to give you guys what we call the feedback sandwich, which is a positive, negative, and then we finish with a positive.
Love it, love it.
Go for it.
So I'll start by saying that I value the points and opinions of both you gentlemen. However, you can get off topic and go on tangents, but I'll finish off with this. This is the best breakfast radio show in the Southern Hemisphere.
Well, you've finished strongly, Adam.
Oh, Adam, we love the way that you finished that feedback. Thank you. Keep listening. Tim's in Dromana. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, boys. How you going?
Good, Tim.
I just love the show. I live down your way, Gaz, and I'm in the car at morning. I just laugh the whole time. It's hilarious. I love the not being in your pockets, but it's a brilliant show. Keep up the good work.
Timmy, you're a star. This is going in a much different direction I thought it was going to for the first two callers anyway. Thank you, Tim. I'll take another one. Rob, he's up in Queensland. Rob.
Hey, g'day, boys. Just walking my dog around the island.
Nice.
My beautiful island home.
Lucky you.
Yeah, I love your show. Listen to it every morning from start to finish. It's got one little criticism, boys. You cut people off just before the news. People ring in and you cut them off before the news.
Yeah,
that's hold the good. Call over till after the news, boys.
Oh, Rob,
apart
I've
from
said
that, your show's brilliant.
I've said this to Gary many times. Stop cutting people off, Gary.
Don't cut me off, mate.
If there's one thing that annoys me. No, there's a reason for that, though. There's a hard out, Rob, so we actually have to get to the top of the hour news. We have to get to that right on the second because it's like a network situation. And the half hour is that we can sort of ramble on a bit longer. And then Gary just makes a judgment call as to whether he thinks you're interesting or
no,
you're not
I
interesting
don't.
Enough to keep going.
It's
with
one
you.
Of the hardest things to do, Rob.
And we don't like cutting anyone
trying
off.
To time it. And then
don't cut me off.
Someone gets on a roll and I'm watching that little red hand tick, 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 and I know it's getting closer and closer. It's worse when we've got a big interview and someone gets on a long roll on an interview and you go, geez, I hope he winds this one up quickly, otherwise I'm going to have to go, whoosh, out you go. Get Dougie on more often.
We would love to have Dougie on more often. In fact, we threw this idea around the other day in the office. I'm not sure whether Trent's going to take this anywhere, but about maybe getting Dougie to do the pub of the week type thing.
Yeah, I'd love it, but he's working, Doug. He's a working man.
Well, he's got to eat.
Yeah, that's true.
But he goes somewhere for lunch. He goes somewhere for dinner, surely.
Okay.
Maybe somewhere for breakfast.
Yep.
What do you think?
No, we're not doing breakfast. We're doing pubs. It was a pub review.
Oh, yes, of course.
A breakfast review.
Well, they're not open at that time of day. You're quite right. So maybe you could do a lunch or a dinner, yeah? Once a week, once
sure.
a month?
Sure.
Pub of the month?
Yeah, I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it.
I'll have to follow this through, clearly.
Trent will follow it through.
No, he won't.
Jeff's in Caulfield. G'day, Jeff.
G'day, Gary. G'day, Tim. How you going?
Good, thank you.
Long time listener, first time caller. Yesterday morning you had George the Wine Guy on yesterday and he recommended a movie called Uncorked. Now, I said to the missus, we should watch this because she loves a bit of a drink of the grape juice, and we watched the movie and it was funny and it was sad and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But then the end, what was the go with the end?
Well, we don't want to give it away just for someone that hasn't seen it.
I can't give it away to you, Jeff, but it was just one of those open-ended things, wasn't it? I like everything sort of tied up in a bow. When I'm watching a movie too. Left me, the end wasn't the best part of the movie, Jeff, but everything else was good, wasn't it?
I reckon, it was great, but I recommended everyone and the end, you're killing me. Anyway,
good
thanks,
on you,
fellas.
Thanks
good
for
on you,
sharing.
Jeff.
Hey, we're getting lots of good feedback, which I love, and lots of good constructive stuff. It's comprehensive. You run a great show, boys. Comprehensive, well-balanced football discussion. The Ramble's a great way to start the day. Sending appreciation to your producer and editor for breaking up the podcast each day so you can easily find what you like. Don't change anything. It's Francis from the Gold Coast. It's a great idea of yours.
Which bit?
to have a review. To have a review come through.
More Johnny from Epping. He's coming up at 6:50 today. Love it when you guys go off tangent. That's occasionally we do that.
Can I just say this? We threw this open for with full intention of reading out the negatives. Not many, Wisp.
What does that say to you?
Well, they're either not awake yet or our loyal 6 o'clockers have been very good. A more farm and tractor talk. I'll take that on board. Here's one for you. Fill your petrol tanks now. Price on unleaded is going up, up, up. Spotted on the South Gippsland Highway. So Michael from Cranbourne says if you're thinking about putting some fuel in your car, do it now.
What about a T-dollar wrap at the end of each week? Would you like to see that back or not?
Well, without G-Money.
Well, I'm only reading the text out. It doesn't mention G-Money. I'm not sure that G-Money's hit the spot.
He hits the spot, all right. He hits the spot. He gets straight to the point. What happens is T-dollar waffles, G-Money goes bang.
Only criticism is reading out Sookie negative comments. Don't give them airtime. Love the show, lads.
Nah, we do that for our own enjoyment. Not enjoyment, for our own amusement sometimes, but I understand that it can sometimes wear on you. Right, US Open's up. Russell Henley is leading from Brooks Koepka.
Was it worthwhile? That was worthwhile exercise.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Xander Schauffele is only one Aussie out on the course at the moment at Torrey Pines, and that is Brad Kennedy, who's now, well, he's three over. He's finished. He's back in the clubhouse. But we've got plenty to tee off. I think there's another five or six. Steve Allen tees off soon. Wade Ormsby, that's a mate of JB's. He's going to play. Adam Scott's there. Mark Leishman's there. Cam Smith's there. So they're all teeing off this afternoon. So we'll keep an eye on that for you, Whispers.
We will, as DJ Caleb would say. Another one.